Shannon, fantastic to see you. Of course, you're part of the crew of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, but there's more to that. Of course, you've been coach at Randwick for a while there. Tell us a little bit about the experiences there as you've been down there at Coogee Oval.
Been a fantastic 3 years at Randwick. You know, I think we've grown as a squad. We've had a very young squad that we established in 2015. Brought a lot of guys out of Colts. And it's just a pretty special place to be a part of when there's such a calibre of people that are associated with the Randwick Club, you know, whether it's the Bob Dwyers or the Poitevins, you know, those guys are the Jeff Sales that are constantly there that you can, you know, pick ideas from and talk about experiences. And they really help you submerge yourself into, I guess, what is the Randwick brand and the Randwick Club.
What makes Randwick different than everybody else? And they've been a little bit frustrated that you haven't been able to deliver a grand final or a shoe shield.
Yeah, look, I think one of the mantra of the Randwick Club, and it's something I'm 100% supportive of, is about developing people, players and the person, to be better versions of themselves on and off the field. And naturally, with that philosophy, you're going to lose a lot of people. You know, you're a victim of your own success as you promote players up. So we've developed a lot of players in my 3 years, and certainly in the years prior to that, and I hope that continues. But you know, that has an effect on stability of a group, and when you're chasing trophies, you know, that will have an effect. So you know, first and foremost, it's about developing the player on the field, and then developing the person off the field, and we want to fulfil their potential and fulfil their dreams. And we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing the Ned Haddingans now have come through the system from Colts to Grade to Waratah to Wallaby, you know, and he's not the only, and he won't be the last. And I think that's part of, I guess, the outcome that the team and the club has, where we've sat in the competition over the last couple of years. Sure, you want to win trophies, and I think the group is certainly capable of that, and that's certainly an objective of the group. But first and foremost, it is about developing the player and the person.
Well, it's interesting to see you've had blokes there like Stephen Hoyles and Adam Fry who've come back and put something into the game, not only off-field but on-field. But you've got legends there like Mark Baldwin, who, you know, may not be glamorous, may not be getting the Super Rugby games, but he's the heart and soul of the Myrtle sort of jumper, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. The balance of the blokes that are there has been remarkable. And, you know, selfishly for myself, the ability to learn off an Adam Fryer and a Steve Hoyles, a Patrick Phibbs, you know, this year having Owen Finnegan with me, you know, right down to the Mark Baldwins, the Sam Figgs of the world, and even down to the young guys that are coming through, the Dylan Peaches of the world, the Mitch Shorts, the Andrew Deegans. You know, there's a really good balance of knowledge, experience within the group, and everybody learns from everyone. You learn up, you learn down. So, yeah, it's certainly been a strength of the culture.
Of course, you're from the Illawarra, and you're a part of the Illawarra Sports Academy there. You pulled the pin early this year. It was just too much of a burden to carry all those things, or are you doing something a little bit different outside of rugby?
No, it just became a bit of a toll. I was CEO down there for 5 years, and trying to fulfil a role there, as well as give as much as I wanted to give to rugby at Randwick and the Country Eagles. It just became a bit of a strain, and there were two young kids as well, and a wife that wants to see me occasionally. So from that perspective, it's something I had to move, and followed my passion in the coaching side of things. So I've transitioned out of that role with the academy. I still keep in touch with them and offer my services where I can, but first and foremost, I'm looking to pursue the coaching a little bit more and see where it takes me.
Well, we see the state finally, of course, of Illawarra Rugby. You know, Avondale's helped themselves to titles and all that sort of thing, but pretty progressive comp there. You know, you've had the Mallee Bulls running the show there as well for a while. You've been able to bring through players as well, as far as Paulie from that team, to move into the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles.
Yeah, look, the rugby down there suffered a little bit, there's no doubt, but it is growing. It is popular. You know, and like I said, the Avondale, the Wombats, the Bulls from uni, the Vikings, you know, they're strong clubs, and they're developing players, and it's about promoting those players and giving them opportunities. And we've seen in the past the Paul Tuwalas and the Ellie Sinottis have made that transition up into the Country Eagles. There's a long list of players that are playing club rugby in Sydney that are, you know, hail from the Illawarra. So it's a good breeding ground for rugby. I think the time is now to put a little bit more focus into their competition and try to strengthen the competition, and probably particularly at juniors as well. So that's a bit sketchy at the moment. So I need to get that right. It's a bit of a slow burn. I think that with the conversations around the game at the moment at the top end, you know, the eye is on improving our game. So now's the perfect time to start making some changes at the bottom end and reap the rewards in the years to come.
Thanks for your time, Shannon. We wish you all the best moving forward.